Welcome to Simpler One Earth Living Podcast. I'm Jerry Iverson. Co-host Lee Van Ham is away. I'm pleased to be your host for Whose Birthday? Featuring audio selections from Simple Living Works' signature publication, the annual Advent Christmas resource for individuals, families, and congregations. Whose birthday is it, anyway? If you're new to this podcast and would like more information about Simple Living Works, please listen clear to the end. If you're a regular, you may want to say goodbye at my cue. We have produced a real treasure trove of free audio, video, and text resources for you, your family, and your congregation or group. We promote alternative giving. See the link in the show notes to the guidelines for year-round alternative giving, as well as the classic Christmas versions. Basically, alternative giving means giving away at least 25% of what you spent last year on all celebrations, Christmas, birthdays, etc., to local, national, and international causes. Our mission is equipping people of faith to challenge consumerism, live justly, and celebrate responsibly. All three parts of our mission are especially wrapped up in our resources for Advent and Christmas, when consumerism is at its peak, when we need reminders both to be charitable instead of spending so much on ourselves, and to challenge the systems that make charity necessary, and to celebrate in ways that focus on relationships instead of stuff. Our site contains familiar titles such as Unplug the Christmas Machine Workshop, Carols with Justice, The Celebration Revolution of Alexander Scrooge, What Does Jesus Want for Christmas, and many more. Check out our extensive resource index. The link is given in the show notes at simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. Much of the Whose Birthday series is also available in Spanish text. Please share it with your Spanish-speaking friends. See the link in the show notes at simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. This short series is different from the previous year's Whose Birthday podcast series, which, by the way, are still available on our site if you missed them or would like to hear them again. Visit simplelivingworks.org, window number 3, click Preview, Backup. In this episode, we present one part of an audio adaptation of the well-known Whose Birthday Is It Anyway? I hope you listen to the entire series, though each episode is self-contained. The series contains reflections and activities designed especially for the weeks of Advent and Christmas, including the Feast of the Epiphany. We'll have guests, both writers and voices, some well-known, some lesser-known. Links to the numerous references in this episode are in the show notes. I'll let you in on a little secret. All the episodes of this series are available at thesimplelivingworks.org in the audio archives, so if you don't want to wait for each episode to be released in iTunes or Stitcher, visit the site and listen to all or some of the series. See the link in the show notes. The topics for all the episodes in this series are listed in the show notes for each episode. The series comes from Whose Birthday Number 19, which is loosely based on Liturgical Cycle C, the Gospel of Luke, the same as this Advent and Christmas season. Note, this edition, unlike the previous ones, does not contain a daily calendar. However, there are some 20 to choose from in the archives.
What has happened to Christmas? Too much time spent on parties and not enough on the people important to us? Too much money spent on things, but not enough care given to our loved ones? Too much rush and chaos and crush to fit everything in? Why is Christmas so important to us? And why do we so often feel like we've missed it?
Whose Birthday Is It Anyway? Is an alternative to the negative pressures on Christmas. We have asked the same questions and felt the same disconnection between the season and our celebrations.
This resource has practical ideas to help rethink the ways to celebrate Christmas. Everyone deserves a Christmas that has meaning, value, and peace. Slow down, take a breath, and read these suggestions that let the real spirit of Christ come home this Christmas.
I'm Angela. It's my pleasure to present our Advent and Christmas resource for families and churches, Whose Birthday Is It Anyway? Ideas for a Christ-Centered Holiday.
And I'm Matt. Just about everything that's in our Whose Birthday magazine is also here on this recording.
Whether you're listening to this for your personal edification or in a group, we hope you will be inspired to celebrate a simple, joy-filled Christmas with less stress and debt. Then we hope you want to share this message with others in your community.
The message of voluntary simplicity is so powerful and so needed that your efforts will be well worth your time and energy. If you do nothing, be assured that nothing will happen. You are God's hands on earth.
We love to share ideas for celebrating a simpler, more meaningful Christmas season. Most of the ideas are taken from Alternative's annual family booklet called Whose Birthday Is It Anyway? Why a Simpler Christmas? A simpler Christmas leads to freedom. A consumer Christmas leads to stress and debt. Simplicity leads to generosity. A simpler Christmas leaves room for more joy. It is such a joy to get the burden of stuff off our shoulders. A simpler Christmas builds relationships. We are told thousands of times every day by commercial advertising that we will find meaning and happiness through stuff. Voluntary simplicity says we will find happiness and meaning in life through relationships, within ourselves, with others, with the earth, and with God. A simpler Christmas leads to a whole life of simplicity. Celebrating is one part of a total life of integrity. This booklet is one step on the lifelong journey of simple living. Only we can choose to simplify our own lives. This booklet can help. A simpler Christmas promotes justice. By using only our fair share of Earth's resources, we leave some for others around the globe and for future generations. Live simply that others may simply live. A simpler Christmas cares for creation. A simpler life is an Earth-friendly life. Let's have a simpler Christmas this year. Let Us Have a Truly Christ-like Christmas by Linda Dray Nightingale. I have always found it odd that Christmas involves consumerism. Christ was not in the habit of giving physical gifts, but spiritual gifts. We can still enjoy the spirit of giving without buying into consumerism. Here are some ideas to enrich your Christmas and not necessarily enrich the pocketbooks of businesses and deplete the environment. The possibilities are endless. Just let your mind be creative. While you are out during this holiday season, remember to combine trips. Take along a bag for purchases, or do not accept a bag for anything you can carry. Rent or borrow rather than buy supplies for parties, and enjoy moments with family and friends. Give a gift certificate for an outing together. January and February are the perfect times to still be festive. If you have a talent you enjoy, share it with a gift certificate, like pie baking, babysitting, or gardening. Make a colorful basket of organic fruit, jams, and pasta sauces. This not only can be enjoyed by all, but also introduces new people to buying organics. Think of what the person enjoys and give a gift certificate for that, like concerts, a yarn store, sporting goods, locally owned restaurants, or especially weekly music lessons for a child for a year. We maintain houses full of objects. Some of those objects make perfect gifts for others, especially when passing on family treasures. Then do not replace them. By buying someone a membership in a nonprofit, they get a double benefit. The money went to some place they believe in, and they are not writing a thank you note for some object they did not need.
Weekly Family Time: How to Use These Reflections and Activities. The resources provided here offer individuals, families, and other small groups a way to remember the reason we celebrate this holy season. The reflections begin the first week of Advent and follow through the Feast of Epiphany. Before Advent begins, make an Advent wreath. Find a book with instructions or follow these simple directions. Take a large, flat, shallow bowl, at least 9 inches in diameter, and fill it with sand or coarse salt. Place 4 purple candles securely around the edge of the bowl. Place a large white candle in the center. Make a circle of evergreens and place them around the bowl. You will also need a manger scene, a Bible, and matches. Light 1 purple candle on the week of Advent 1, 2 the week of Advent 2, etc. Light all 5 beginning on Christmas Eve. Set aside time each week to worship, perhaps after a meal on Sundays. Invite those who may be alone to join in. Depending on the ages of those in your group, adults may want to read the reflections beforehand. Incorporate the activities. Read and discuss one reflection at each meeting. Sing along with the well-known tunes of the Carols with Justice CD. Gather around the Advent wreath. Take turns reading, lighting the candles, praying, singing, and sharing feelings and ideas. Top 10 uses of whose birthday. For congregations. 1. Distribute whose birthday to individuals, families, and groups. Use our free promo kit on paper or online. 2. Use whose birthday for Bible study, such as a women's circle or men's breakfast. 3. Use whose birthday for Sunday school and adult forum. 4. Use whose birthday for pulpit talks or sermons. 5. Include whose birthday as part of a simple Christmas workshop for your congregation or community. Our alternative event organizers kit can help you with your event. For individuals and families, 1. Read from whose birthday at weekly family meeting and fun time. 2. Read from whose birthday for personal devotions. 3. Read whose birthday for mealtime discussions. 4. Read whose birthday at extended family gatherings. 5. Use whose birthday at a Christmas planning time or event. Hold a family meeting between October 1st and November 1st to talk about Christmas expectations. What does each of us really want? Who is going to do what? What is really most meaningful? Are we willing to spend less on ourselves and give more to the needy? Write down and post decisions and changes to consider. More exciting, helpful ways to use whose birthday. 1. Order additional copies of this booklet. Give or mail them to friends in place of Christmas cards. Use a 9x12 recycled envelope. Insert a personal note or your family Christmas letter. On recycled paper, of course. 2. Send photocopied articles from the booklet to friends, relatives, and members of your congregation. 3. Download the text for your church newsletter. Going beyond whose birthday. 1. Check out the 20-plus ideas of our Simpler Living Community Network. Select an activity. Try it. 2. Learn how to influence others towards simpler living. Read Guidelines for Change. 3. Be a proactive volunteer. Read Simple Living 101, toolbooks for activists shy or bold. Listen to Living Simply and Loving It. 4. Plan a public event, such as an Unplug the Christmas Machine workshop. Read Alternative Event Organizers Kit. We'd love to share your results and ideas with others. Want more details? See our complete user's guide on our website.
Diana Woolley and Richard Steinbach will now perform Hope is a Candle from their Sing Justice, Do Justice CD. The entire collection is available as a booklet and on music CD.
Threatened by gusts from our rage and our greed. Friend.
The Spirit of St. Nicholas by W. David Holden. December 6th is the feast day for St. Nicholas. St. Nicholas was bishop in the city of Myra, in the country we now call Turkey, in the 4th century. That's about all we know for sure about him. Most of the stories about him are clearly products of the pious imagination. But common themes run through those stories. St. Nicholas fiercely defended the doctrine of the Holy Trinity. He protected children and women from abuse and exploitation. He advocated with kings for prisoners. Not surprisingly, he became one of the most beloved saints of the Orthodox Church, in which I have found my spiritual home. I learned about the spirit of St. Nicholas, however, long before I became Orthodox. I was reared in a small Methodist church in North Carolina. We thought we had a big crowd when 40 people came to church. We had about a dozen youngsters in the church, and the adults always made us present some kind of Christmas pageant, the old and very simple kind, with only readings and carols. The thing that I most vividly and fondly remember about those childhood pageants was the gift bags. They were little brown paper bags, and in them were an apple and an orange, a peppermint candy stick, and a couple of walnuts. They were about as simple a Christmas gift as anybody could have, and they were certainly all that a small church of lower-class working people could afford at that time. But they were wonderful gifts, because everybody got one. All of us in the pageant and all the regular churchgoers got one, and everybody else who came to the pageant got one. It did not matter if they were church members who only showed up once a year. It did not matter if they were members of other churches in our community. It did not matter if they belonged to no church at all. Everybody got one of those bags. Bishop Nicholas would have loved them. On December 6th, we ask St. Nicholas to pray for us. We say to him, "Who could hear of thine unlimited condescension, and wonder not at thy patience and cheerfulness toward the poor, thy compassion over the sorrowful? For thou didst teach all concerning God." We ask St. Nicholas to ask the Lord for the grace to share his love with everyone we meet. Discussion questions. 1. Why do you suppose American culture focuses on Santa Claus instead of St. Nicholas? 2. Do you have a new idea of a way to include St. Nicholas into your family's or congregation's celebration? 3. St. Nicholas reached out to the poor. How are you in community with the poor? What can we learn from poor people at home and around the world?
You've been listening to one part of the audio version of Whose Birthday Is It Anyway? Number 19. The text for all these items are available through the links in the show notes. Visit simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. You're welcome to contribute to the online edition of Whose Birthday. This year is number 30. It is updated as new material arrives, so send ideas and items anytime. Prepare something now while it's really on your mind, such as art. Art that depicts the tension between faith and culture, especially at Christmas. Personal experiences, especially intergenerational ones, related to simplifying Christmas or finding a meaning and happiness in relationships instead of stuff. Family activities, rituals, or worshipful ceremonies for Advent, Christmas, or Epiphany. We reach many through our website, blogs, and other media. Sorry, we cannot pay for any submissions. To read the complete submission guidelines and past editions, use the link in the show notes. You're welcome to share your thoughts on these subjects. Email a message to simplelivingworks@yahoo.com, on our Facebook page, or on the Simple Living Works blog. All those addresses are given in the show notes at our website, simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. In addition to this podcast and its show notes, we blog each week on a variety of simple living subjects. Click on blog in window number 2 at simplelivingworks.org. We hope you'll read and subscribe to the blog. It is the companion to this twice-a-month podcast. The content is different, though the subject is the same. And now our 300-some blog posts have a new index to help you find topics of interest. See the link in the show notes. Also, the blog includes a monthly digest of many links to other Simple Living blogs. Many writers are offering all of us so much help. To receive my daily, brief, free, Simpler Living Nudge, send an email titled Nudge to simplelivingworks@yahoo.com. As one of our early and long-standing supporters of alternatives, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, known as ELCA, makes copies of each resource produced by alternatives available by request at a nominal cost. The archive staff can help with your reference inquiries, whether they are genealogical or historical. Feel free to contact them at the office near Chicago. The complete contact information is given in the show notes. or simply copy and paste items from SimpleLivingWorks.org into paper or electronic publications. Please credit SimpleLivingWorks.org. Time to wrap up this episode of Simpler One Earth Living Podcast. If you're new to this podcast and would like more basic information about Simple Living Works, please listen a little longer. If you're a regular, you may want to say goodbye here. Peace. If you haven't subscribed yet, we hope you will through the iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast service. Remember that you can listen to all episodes of Simple Living Works podcast. They're archived twice. Access them at SimpleLivingWorks.org, window number 3, click Preview Backup, and choose the episodes you want with or without show notes. Subscriptions to this podcast and our weekly blog are free, and they keep you current automatically when we post something new. Urge your friends to do the same. Remember to like us on Facebook. You can also subscribe in iTunes to my other podcast, The Common Good Podcast, which I produce and co-host with Jubilee One Earth Economics. Send us your email address to receive the free monthly Simple Living Works e-news. Thanks to the band Earth Mama and to John Pitney for the music beginning and ending our show. This podcast is covered by the Creative Commons Non-Commercial Attribution Share Alike license. To learn more about Creative Commons, click on its link on our website homepage. We at Simple Living Works believe that simple living really does work. Voluntary simplicity, choosing to live simpler lives, is a faithful, satisfying, effective, comprehensive lifestyle. It's not a list of rules nor living on the cheap. It avoids fads, convenience, and deprivation. It's so much more than a hobby. We believe in abundance, that there's enough for everybody's needs, not anybody's greed. We follow the saying, "Live simply that others may simply live," as our closing theme song proclaims. Contemporary faith-based simple living is guided by the 5 life standards of Living More with Less, the classic by Doris Jansen Longacre. I've discussed these standards in earlier episodes. We produce a half-hour podcast twice a month, hopefully educational and inspiring for you, your family, and your congregation, our group. We extend the mission and resource of the nonprofit organization Alternatives, which served from 1973 to 2011. The 3 parts of our mission are elaborated in text and video. Links are listed in the show notes. We also promote the mission and resources of our colleague organization, Jubilee One Earth Economics. Until next time, this is Jerry Iverson of Simple Living Works, wishing you well as we strive to challenge consumerism, live justly, and celebrate responsibly.
Simply live, learn to live simply so others can live.